Okay, today we're up to Daf Yud Tes on the base, Perek Sheni Halacha Gimel. Today's Mishnah is the Mishnah we have today again in the Bavli, on the same Daf. Ben Ir Shalach Lekrach, Ben Krach Shalach Leir, Imatid Lachzor Lemekomo, Korei Mekomo, Nimlach Korei Imahen. So Necha Ben Krach Shalach Leir, Shizmano Mu'uchara, this makes sense, a 15er, goes to the 14th, and then it says, Yimeino Otid Lachzor Lemekomo, fine, that can be determined if the time is earlier, right? Here the time is earlier, so from the 14th, you're going to be there on the day of the 14th, so then you become a Parus, and you read on the 14th, and even if you stay now over until the 15th, you're not going to have to go back and to read there, because you're already no longer a Mukaf, you're a Parus, because you were a Parus. But what's the Ben Ir Shalach Lekrach? Hinsmano Mukdam? I understand. First he became Chayav as a Ben Ir, because it was the 14th always comes out before the 15th. Yeah. So if he's in the ear on the 14th, and he goes to the krach on the 15th, before he became the mukaf ben yomo nikra mukaf, on the 15th, he was already a 14th, and had to do the kriyas of Megillah on the 14th. Omer of Yudin, leskan ben ir shalach lekrach. Yeah, in Achinam, it's a mistake. Take out from the Mishnah, ben ir shalach lekrach, he may know atid lachzor. Because that doesn't make any sense. Because it only works in the direction the time runs. Yitani Devei, Rabbi came, and Krach Shalach Lir, and indeed, in Beis Rebbe, the Tanoim that we're saying over this mission, said it over without peace of Ben Ir Shalach Lekrach. They only read it with Ben Krach Shalach Lir, because that's the only way it makes sense. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Ard, it's not. The Mishnah makes perfectly good sense. Afkan ba'atid lishtakei imayim. It depends on his das. If his das on the 14th is that he is going to be living on the 15th in a krach, he's not chayav on the 14th, even if he's there. But if on the 14th he didn't have das to be living in a krach, even if in the end he ends up remaining in the krach, fine. So then he reads like his own place. That's the pshat. Reb Yossi, v'hu shiyatza kodem shayir ha-mizrach. It's dafka, we're talking about what lishtakeha means. He was going to be there. It means, if his daf was to go back, what he finds it is alois ha-shach. So there was no chiv of Megillah yet, of the yom. So over there, okay, so he's yotze michlal porus, and now he's nichnas lichlal mukaf. But in Yatzala Achish Eira Mizra, I'm missing you, meanie. If he left after already it became light, and his das wasn't now to stay in the krach, so then once it was chal, Achiv of Megillah and Yud Dalid, so he was Karabi Adalid. So he was Kvar Niftah. He now is not going to lose that halacha. He already read. Why would he read again? Nachum by Yaakov boy. So me'ata ger shemal la'achasher amizrach. Far niftar. What would you say now in that case? You're determining that the time of the chalot of the chiyah, of the kriyas hamegillah, is dafka by alos hashach. Once it's after alos hashach, now it's begeder tashlumi for what it was he was supposed to do before. That's how you're looking at it. That would mean that a ger, that was mitgayer on Purim, he was mal now, it's after Alot HaShachar should be potter. Because it's the moment of Alot HaShachar that defines your chiyav. And he was a chayav at that point because he wasn't Jewish, so then how does he become chayav afterwards? Again, we leave this hanging. It's an interesting point. We're reading that the whole Chalos HaChiyav is actually, would you actually say ger is potter? Question. Typical Yerushalmi. Think about that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Exactly. Rabbon Bar Chiya, boy. Rabbon Bar Chiya wanted to say like this, that a Ben Ir, somebody who was a 14er, who is there on Alos HaShachar, and now he moves the next night, Leil Chamishasa, And he now lives in the big city, in the Krach, on the 15th in the morning. He's moved overnight. So he would be, the correct here says, Nitchayev Kan V'Kan. This is the Makor that they bring, that Yerushalmi holds, that you would be, it's possible to be Chayev twice. And again, some learn this is Davka, that he actually moved. Shatad Yerato, literally. And he went to Yishpakea, but to be Chayev twice in Mikra Megillah doesn't make sense normally. But halakhically will define you either as a Ben Krach or as a Ben Kfar. But realistically, I mean, it's possible to become a Ben Krach by actually moving.
But isn't the idea of somebody moving doesn't have to be there for a certain time?
Yeah, but his das, that he's moving there permanently. Those who learn that it means permanently is sufficient. Yeah, that's it says that. If your das is to stay there, it's in a chinamim for less than 30 days. U Ben Krach, now the other way around, somebody was chayav to read on the 15th, should say like this, Sha'akar dirato b'leil chamishasa. He moves out of town. He ends up having no chiyuv of Mikra Megillah. Because on the 14th he was in the 15th, and on the 15th he went back to the 14th. So therefore, niftar mikan mikan. Turns out that he would have no chiyuv at all. Question. Ben Ir, somebody whose chiyuv is on the 14th, Marshi Yotzi ben Krach Yidei Chavato. Can he be motze a 15er his chiyuv? Well, Yeva, I mean, seems to be a simple raya, kahada, koshenu chayav, davarinu matziyat harabim yedei chuvatan. Since the Benir already read the Megillah, so he's now not a bar chiyuva on the 15th, how can he read? How about the other way around? Ben Krach, who is still going to be chayav to read, he's going to have to read tomorrow. Ma'o shiyotzi, could he be motzi a Benir yedei chuvatan? Could we do it in the other way, since he still has the chiyuv?
He's chiyuv on
No, but he has an ultimate chiyuv to read. Yeah, says the Gemara. Well, shall we say that that's included? Is that included? Since right now he's not chayiv, or should we say yeva kehidi amr of chavur of huna b'shem of priyah rabba hakol yotzim bar basar shuzman kriyata? Or do we say, since way back in the beginning of the Yerushalmi, that even if a ben krach read on the 14th, it would be Yotzei B'diavad, so maybe that means that the Iker Kriya is on the 14th, which means that theoretically a Ben Krach is a Mekui of Bedover on the 14th. Maybe we should look at it like that. Does Mekui of Bedover go according to the Chiyav, the act of Chiyav, or does Mekui of Bedover go according to one who could be Yotzei as Chiyav? So that in this Kriya, I'm being Yotzei my Chiyav, so you can also be Yotzei Chiyav. Or do we have to have the same level Itchavut? Again, that remains hanging without any indication. Rabbeinu boy, Ben Ir, somebody whose man is on the 14th, Shnatan da'ato l'kor dirato le'lei chamishasar, he decides on the 14th that he is going to be moving and he'll be in Yerushalayim on the 15th. But he hasn't yet left. But does the fact that he made that determination sufficient to take off his chiyuv of reading on the 14th, since he is now a 15er in his mind? What is that? Isn't that the Mishnah? Lav matitei ben ir shalach lekrach. Is that the meaning of the Mishnah? That a ben ir that goes to the krach says, Ein da'ato lachzor mekomo. So that's the only way that it could work out. If he intended to stay. I mean, so here he's intending to stay. No, not necessarily. The Matnita Kishaya Bikrach. I mean, the Mishnah may be talking about someone who is currently in Yerushalayim, visiting from Rehovot. So now the question is, okay, you're currently visiting. Do you need to read on the 14th, even though in Yerushalayim? Or are you potter? But if you're actually functionally in Rehovot, the fact that you intend to be in Yerushalayim on the 15th shouldn't be more real than your actual presence in Rehovot, and therefore you should certainly read on the 14th. That's the question. Therefore, we can understand that Mishnah talking about it is actually there. The question over here was that he was actually in the city on the 14th. Should we say that his intent is sufficient to make him a Ben Tetvav, or do we say that his physical presence speaks more strongly than his intent about the future. And this is left standing. Remember that the Rif basically continues with this Svara, that it's intent that makes the determination in the Bavli as well. Now the Brayta says that Bnei Krachim that are going off to an ocean voyage, or they're taking a flight, or they're in the middle of a midbar. So now they're not a Ben Krach, they're not a Ben Ir. They're basically in transition. And they're not going to make it by the 15th to the Krach. So it says that they are by default, Korin Kedarkan, Yodalot. The default position is the 14th, which everybody is chayav on. And the Prezi is only a definition of someone who's living in a city. What type of city? Prezi or Mukaf? Omer Abimana. Abimana wants to explain that you should not think that when it says in the Mishnah Ben Krach, Shalach Le'ir, Im Ein Da'ato, means Ein Da'ato Lachzor Eb. That's what you might think. That's a permanent situation. So he says, it's talking about that it's for sure I'm going back, but say Purim, that's not a question. I may even be going back for lunch. Nonetheless, what defines it is if he's going to be there in that morning, he's going to have to read as defined by that morning. Om Rebbe Pinchas, the Makar for this is the Pasuk. Alkein Hayudim HaPrazim, which continues HaYoshvim Barei HaPrazot, which means that we have a redundancy here. Yudim Prasim are obviously Yoshvei HaPrasot, to tell me that there's such a thing as a Yehudi who's a Prasim, who is not Yoshvei Barei HaPrasot. Who is that? A Paruz Hayabo Tasha'a. Anybody who's considered to be a Paruz at that particular moment. Shall we continue? This is our sugya.
Huh?
Not up to doing anything. Allah Hadalit. If Abe doesn't smile at me, that's it. I'm finished. That's it. We stop. That's the stop. Meichan kore adam et amigila. Viyotze ba yidei chovato. Rabbi Meir omer kula. Rabbi Yudah omer miish yudi. Rabbi Yosef omer achar. Morim ha'ele. Rabbi Avu, b'shem Rav Elazar, he says, explaining now the mission, they all learn it out from the pasuk Maru Al Kacha Umay Gialeya. So now the Omer Kula says Al Kain Al Kol Divrei Haigeret Hazot, which means you have to read the entire one. Man the Omer Meish Yudi Maru Al Kacha, he's relying on Maru Al Kacha to do what they did to get home and all angry and so on and so forth. He reads it from Mahigi Aleihem. The Mahigi Aleihem is a reference to Haman, that he wanted to kill the Yehudim, and Talurotov et Anamalaitz. Rabbi Simon, B'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, says it's the Parashat Gedulat Mordechai Asher Gidlo HaMelech, which is stressed in the Megillah. That's what we look at. Man Yomer Kula, it says, V'chol Ma'aseh Tokvo Gurato. You have to read everything that is Nogea this moment from the beginning of Gilat HaHasher until the end. Ma'an Yomer Me'ish Yudi says it says Beferesh and Yoviru Parshat Gdulat Mordechai, which means that the thing you have to read about in the Megillah is about Ish Yehudi. Ma'an Yomer Me'achah HaDevarim HaEle says Asher Gidlo HaMelech, that the Melech was Megadel Mordechai because of what? That he was Moser Nafshe Keneged Haman. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Bon, B'shem Rabbi Yosef Alevi says a different approach. The Svar of the Man di Omar, who says Kula, which is Rabbi Meir, he darshans et kol tokef. Atichtov Esther, Malkah, Mordechai Yehudi, et kol tokef. What's the et kol tokef? Kol tokef is the entire Megillah. So tokef would be tokvo shel Haman, kol tokef, zet tokvo shel Mordechai, et kol tokef means the whole thing. So from Tokvo Shel Achashverosh, from the Ed, so now that means you have to read from the beginning of the Tokvo Achashverosh all the way through. Tani Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai has a different approach. He says we read only from Balai Lahu. And the reason for that is, Mimakom Shaita Mapalato Shel Haman, Misham Haita, Gedulato Shel Mordechai. Even if, I agree with you, but the important thing to read in the Megillah is, V'chol Parashat Gedulat Mordechai Shegidlo HaMelech. But where does that Gedulat Mordechai begin? From Balaylahu, we're over there now, he was going to be led around, and thus shall be done to the man whom the king wants to honor. Rapapa, Rababa, Rabbi Yirmiya, B'shem Rab, Paskin, Alof, Rabbi Meir, Du Amar Kula, you read the entire Megillah. Rabbi Zira, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, says when it comes to Erevin, so if you're Mishtatif in a Mavui, the din is that you need to be also Ma'ariv in the Chatzah, because even though Mikra didn't say, I mean, we're already subsumed in one large common dining room, which is the Mavui, the Shita Mavos. What's the point of needing the Din of Erev Chatzeres inside of the various Chatzeres if all the Chatzeres themselves are participating in the Shita of Mavos? So there the Gemara says it's because Shelo Tishtakach Torat Eruv. We want to make sure that the kids know that there is an Eruv, and where there is no Mavui, you still need to have an Eruv. The Tainus Tzibur, also the question of whether you do Birkat Kohanim in Mincha and Ne'ilah, Nahagu HaKok Rabbi Meir, in those two dinim, everybody's knowing to do it the way Rabbi Meir does it. And Rabbi Yaakov Arachav, Shem Rabbi Yochanan, says, Af the Megillat Esther, Nahagu HaKok Rabbi Meir, the minhag has become to read the entire Megillah. And Rabbi Chalba, Rabbi Matan, Yossi, Bar Menashe, Shem Rav say, even if you hold, like the Man Yomer says, Mi'ish Yudi, so Bein Kaman Yomer Kula, Bein Kaman Yomer Ish Yudi, or Bein Kaman Yomer Yachar Dvar Ma'ela, you still need to read it out of the entire Megillah. The Bilvad Misefer Shalem, they all agree that Tzricha Shetehe Ktuva Kula, as we had today in the Bavli. Reb Chalbo, Reb Maslam, Yossi, Bar Menashe, Shem Rav, Im Haita Ktuva Chumashim, Im Korim Ota Barabim. Let's say that Megillah was written like a chumash in the Sefer Torah, meaning it was written bein haktuvim. So you had the, you know, Megillat Esther together with Megillat Ruth, let's say, you have the chumash Megillot in one scroll. So you cannot use that baravin to be motzi the tzibur. Amar Rabbi Tanchuma, what is the reason for this? Mipnei ahed yotot, because the Amei Oretz will say, basically, we're just reading like Haftorah. I mean, this is today's Haftorah, not that it's any particular mitzvah of reading Kriyat HaMegillah. Change slight girsa. Ula b'roya, and Rabbi Lozer b'shem Rabbi Chanina say, that Megillah tzricha likrota b'layla l'shanato b'yom. I think we will stop here because we get to this tomorrow. Ula b'roya, and Rabbi Lozer b'shem Rabbi Chanina. They thought that meant so you're supposed to learn the Sefer Megillah after reading the Megillah at night, the daytime you use for the Torah Shabbat Pei, the Megillah. Amar Rabbi Abba Mori Bavlaya, Lishanot does not mean to say over the Mishnah, it means Lishnot to say over again. In other words, Kriyata. Shkayev Likrota Balayla Vilikrota Bayom is what it means. Rebracha, Rebchalbay, Ula Biron, Rebelozer, Vishem Rebechanina, Atila Kadosh Baruch Hu Leyasot Rosh Chula Letzadikim Latidavo. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be the head of the dance, which will be a dance, the Chavad Hashem, he'll be in the middle over there. Everybody will be around. My time, where do we see it? Shitul ibchem lechela, lechela. So it says over here, shitul ibchem lechela, referring to Pashas Yerushalayim. But since there's no mapikei, we can read it, machol lechela, to its dance. Shitul ibchem, to the dance of Yerushalayim. Latzadikim marinoto be'etzva. They point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the middle of the dance, Kivei Yochol, and they say, Kizeh Elohim Eloheinu Elam Vayed Huyen Hagenu Al Mut. So that means that he must be there, because how can you say Kizeh? What's that mean exactly? That word almut. Almut ba'olamot. So in other words, mila almut could mean almut, notion of ha'aloma, could mean, so that means alamut, could mean like a boy, bizrizut, things move very quickly. Alamot, like ke'ilin alamot, like youngsters, that dance very quickly. And tirgam akilas, ata nasya, in Greek, almut, beyond death, which is olam she'en bo mavet. But tzidikim marino tobetz, but vomrim kizelokim elokeinu olam va'ed, hu yaginu amut, which is olamot, lashon rabbi, hu yinagenu b'olam hazeh, hu yinagenu l'ati lavon, this mantchias amazing. Reb Chalba and Reb Chama bar Guria, Shem Reb Chama bar Ukva, Shem Reb Yosef ben Chanina, mishpacha u'mishpacha. Part of that, hayamim elin skarim and hasim, mishpacha u'mishpacha, medina medina, year by year. So we didn't learn mishpacha u'mishpacha, mikam mishmerot kuna levia, shiu betalim from avodah zarah in the Beis Hamikdash, u'bayim l'shmua mikra megillah, which we had in the Bavli back in the beginning of this. This means that we're mevatel seder in the Beis HaMedrash to come and to hear Mikra Megillah, which we said could mean in terms of the halicha, or so that's why it's bittul Torah, or it could mean that it's not the lima that I want to do right now, so it's bittul Torah. Shimon Barba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan learns it out from the zichron lo yasuf mizaram mikan shekav ula chachami mesechet. In other words, to tell me that it's lo yosuf, that it'll never be batal, that it says you may have remeil lo yavru mitoch hayudim. So when it says lo yosuf, it's coming to tell me that there should be a meseches megillah that shall always be learned. That's not nageil only Purim time; it's learned all the time. Every 30 days, you have to chazer your learning, chazer megillah. And that's lo yasuf. Mashenke, you have a whole year, you can forget Purim from one Purim to the next, you start over again. Aloha hei, akok shirim likrota tamigilah chutz b'chera shot v'kot, rebuta marsha v'kot. Ein kronin tamigilah v'lo malim v'lo tavlim v'lo mazim v'chein shomeret yom keneged yom. Lo titvol, ad shetenet hachama. V'kulam sh'asu mi'alotza mish'olam v'chashachar, kasher. Omer of Masna. This, over here, has got to be going to Rabbi Yossi. It's going to leave it to Rabbi Yossi, who holds by Kriyat Shema that Lo Yishmiel Azal Yotza, Lo Yotza. So therefore, the Cheresh, who is Medaber, Medizena Shemeya, he can't be Motzi. Om Rabbi Yossi, having severe on the Neymar, I used to think that the point of Yodam HaFlokas, Rabbi Yossi Rabbonan, is Dafkan by Kriyat Shema. After Bishma, the Chti Bishma. The question is how to be Dorish the word Shema. Shema was because it didn't create Shema. How color of Shara mitzvahs low? Hashem gain any other mitzvah. I mean, why would I think that you have to mashmilos? But then I hear that Ramazda comes along and he says, our Mishnah works like Rabbi Yosef. So that proved to me, Ada Amra, Shema is also like all the other mitzvahs. Apparently we know one from the other, as Tosis points out in the Bible, right? Otherwise, Sukkah doesn't make any sense. So Shema, he shall call a mitzvot. Umatayim, the Rabbi Yossi, how do you know that Lamaisa, the other mitzvah should be similar to Shema? Tosis didn't see this Yerushalmi. Because it says, V'hazanta l'mitzvotav. What's that? V'hazanta. Listen to the mitzvahs. Listen to what you're saying. Saying over mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs. You have to hear that. Reb Chistoma, les kam cheresh. He takes out the word cheresh from the Mishnah over here. And therefore, he says, don't say cheresh together with shkotkota and with shota. The only reason is bishagart loshon himatnit. It's only said over here, shigrat lishna nakte v'aza, as we say in the Bavel. Okay? The Tana said it because you're so used to saying cheresh shekot v'kotan. that it got confused. People were saying over Chayr Shait Vekotin, but the truth is, in this mission, makes no sense to Chayr Shait Vekotin, because Chayr Shait Vekotin is always a Chayr Shait Vekotin Velo Medaber. And over here, he's obviously a Medaber, otherwise all the missions are sort of funny. Shouldn't read the Megillah, he can't talk. So there's no reason to say that you need to hear to be Yosef Megillah. Therefore, it was just Shigras Vashem. Omer of Yosef Mistavra, it's also Mistavra that the Mishnah over here, and even though Reb Chista learns that Yod Reb Chista, Betruma, Reb Yosef, even though he learns over here that the Mishnah Megillah is not going to according to Reb Yosef, and that the Cheresh is only Shigrat Lishnat, isn't meant to actually say that it's Pasal. He would be made of that when it says that a Cheresh HaMedaber, Venishamea, Im Toram Truma, Trumato Truma, is good, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi would be made of that since Truma is only Drabban, and the Brachas are only Drabban, it's not part of the din of the Truma. So it's not Ma'akiv, so therefore, B'riyavad, of course it would be kosher. What's Chai have to say? Because he didn't make the Brach, it wouldn't be kosher. Asa Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina came along and said, B'shem Rabbi Chista, that B'feirish, it is Rabbi Yossi, that the Mishnah in Trumas is going, you'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Ban, Al Korchach Atom, Rabbi Yossi. You could read that from the Mishnah itself. The Tanina says over there, Chamisha lo yitrumu, right? So that group of Chamishti, the group of five, lo yitrumu. Vim tormu ein trumatan truma. Why doesn't it say Cheresh? It doesn't mention Cheresh there. Im misham she ein trumatan truma. And if you're going to tell me that the reason it doesn't mention it is because those are even b'diavad, mashenken ovir medaber en shomea, it is b'diavad kosher. Well, it also says Chamisha Achronaita, and it doesn't say it there either. How come when it says Chamisha Lo Yitrumu V'im Tormu Trumaton Truma, the list over there, a guy is a shikr, guy's an elam. Why doesn't it say Chersh Medabrim? Veno Shomea. Therefore, there's no choice. And Al Korfach, we have Yisofka Meimar, you have no choice but to say that it's going to leave the Rabbi Yosef. And when it says Chayr Shemadabra Venu Shemea by itself, not included in any other case, is to tell me that the Mishnah is going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi, and nonetheless he's made it, that you would be Yotze B'di Avad, because the Bruch is not Ma'akev, the true man. I know I should go on, but this is not good. Okay. Continuing on the profile of the Alev, Aloha Hei. Om Rav Yira Katana Yiti Vikratia Lifnei Rav Yitarfen Belud. Om Arlo Katana Yita. Exactly. You're yourself saying you're cotton. Ain't a dut the katan. So how can we listen to what you're saying? Om Rav. Om Rebbe. Ma'ase Shekratia Lifnei Rav Yira Busha. Om Arlo Hei Zeraya. Shavua Matir. Can't bring a raya from the guy who's being matir. Mikan ve'elach lemaisa. From this point on, nago shuktanim korim atal rabim. This is the lashon of the Brice in the Tosefta. After Rebbe was said his edus, they took in. Even though we rejected it, lemaisa, they relied on it all over. The ketanim would read the Megillah in Bate Knesset, even to be motzi rabim midechavas. Bar Kapora Omar. צריך לקרותה לפני נשים ולפני קטנים, שאף אותם אהבה בסופק. There's a chiev of Kriyas HaMegillah even for nashim and even for ketanim, because they were in the gzer of Lashmid La'arog La'abed. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Avad Ken, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi used to do that, Michmash Benui, Uvnei Beite, V'koyel HaKomeim. He gathered together his children, and all the people in his home, the women, and he would read the Megillah in front of them. In Korint HaMegillah Shetanei Tzachama V'chtib Bayom Asher Tzibru Oivei HaYudim Nishlot Bayam. And so that means that it's a Zman Bayom, which is the Zman of Milchama V'lo Molin Bayom HaShmini Yimol B'sar Latov, which is Bayom V'lo B'layel V'lo Tov Lin V'chtib Yizah V'taval Ma'azaya Bayom HaFtvila Bayom. Minayin shazaya b'yom. How does it so pashut that hazaya is in the daytime? Jaksi visa atar latame b'yom hashalishi. Kol mechuyevei tefilah tovim kedarkan b'yom. Wherever you have a chayev tefilah who will finish now his count, he can count. He goes to the mikvah during that day. Chutz min anida. Anida, 7 days, 7 whole days. She has to wait till the end of the day. And a yoledes, who has 33, or 7 or 14. So she's toveles tafke after the full amount of time. That's ela balayla. Nida she iver zmana. Once it was after 7 days, now she hasn't gone to a mikvah, now it's her 11th day, whatever. So then she can be tovelet ben beyom ben balayla. There's no hakpada dafka to go at night. Darashav chir bar balitz litzurayim. So he was in tzur of chir bar ba. Darshan is. That a nida, she iver zmana, tovelet ben beyom ben balayla. But taman amrin, in Babel they say, that that's wrong. And afilu iver zmana lo, we don't allow her to do tefillah unless it's balayla. Mipnei chamuta, mipnei kalota. We're afraid that others that see it will think that you can go to the mikvah beyom, even though it's the seventh day, and they won't be as bekiyim. They'll end up being matar nisur koros, because you can only. They won't know it's her eighth day. They'll think she's going to the mikvah now to be ready for the night. Not when it comes to Shivas Yom. Isha achat, we shall bake rabotenu. Ra'uo tatovela gedarka b'yom. So what about the case where we see that one of the women that came from the family of the rabbonim that were semechon, she is tovelas during the daytime? Should we have to say, I mean, I assume, no ma, mi beretz manah, but obviously she came after the time. There's no other explanation. Nida and savet of lava, and nida that falls off a bridge, let's say, into the water. They didn't have any kavana for tefillah. She ended up being tayla. Shubshimi b'shem Rav says she's tahir lebesa, because you don't need kavana for a husband to be tahira, but for tahiras you need kavana. So since she didn't have kavana, she fell off. She says she's tamei the tahiras. Rabbi Lazar b'shem Rabbi Chanina argues. And he says to me, "Ab bein lebeita, bein letaharos." Once you have the din of tefillah with kavana, the din of tefillah with kavana is even for chulin, like her husband.
She's dressed.
You're generally dressed. Dresses are not usually a chatzitza, either because the material allows water through, or because it's not tight, so the water gets through anyway. My time, huh? Why do we say, where do we get this idea from? V'chubat shenit v'tahar. It says by Negoyim of Begodim, there's two kivusim. First it says v'chipsu asher bo'anega, and then it says v'habeger asher bo'anega, v'chubat shenit v'tahar. So let's read shenit. So we're saying there's a hekish, the Gemara says in the Bible, there's a hekish kivusheni, which is for the din of Tyra to the din of Kivas Rishon, which is not the Tyra, because of the Sultani, it's only Lazgar. Not Rishonama does. Just like the first one, the Kohen tells him what to do, this is what you go and do. Afashnia, which is coming now, the whole point is over there, you take the beged, you put it in, you try to get off the, I mean, the whole thing is it doesn't help that you're falling by accident. So even the second one, which is only b'tayra, if it falls in, you're not yotze. Why are you so sure that the first one is a das? It says it's yivar kohen v'chipsom. The whole point is, Kohen's telling him what to do. So if the Kohen's telling him what to do, it's clearly it can't be that he falls in. Va'ana chamin rabbonim akadmin libura. The truth is, this does not really fit here. It fits later. And it's probably kedai for us to read it for later. This goes on the part of Alach Avav that talks about calling him Kosher Kriyas HaMegillah. So it got messed up probably by the printer. Why don't we wait until we read Alach Avav? Okay, I think I'm going to stop today here.